Well, good morning. It is December 20, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we're going to continue pressing on through 2 Chronicles chapter 24, Revelation chapter 11, Zechariah chapter 7, and John chapter 10. So let's get into the Word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 24 this morning. Oh, making sure I didn't spill my coffee. Nothing worse than spilling your coffee on yourself. Anyway, 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehadiah the priest. And Jehadiah took for him 2 wives, and he begat sons and daughters. And it came to pass after that that Joash was minded to repair the house of the Lord. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites, and said to them, Go out unto the cities of Judah, and gather of all the Israel to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that ye hasten to the matter, howbeit the Levites hastened it not. And the king called for Jehoiada the priest, and said unto him, Why hast thou not required of the Levites to bring in out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the collection according to the commandment of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and of the congregation of Israel for the tabernacle of witness? For the sons of Ataliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord did they bestow upon Baalim. And at the king's commandment, they made a chest and set it without at the gate of the house of the Lord. And they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to bring in to the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, laid upon Israel in the wilderness. And all the princes and all of the people rejoiced and brought in and cast into the chest until they had made an end. Now it came to pass that at what time the chest was brought unto the king's office by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest's officers came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to his place again. And thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also such as wrought iron and brass to mend the house of the Lord. And so the workmen wrought, and the work was perfected by them, and they set the house of God in his state and strengthened it. And when they had finished it, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada before, and wherefore were made vessels of the house of the Lord, even vessels to minister and to offer withal, and spoons and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. And Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days when he died, and 130 years old when he had died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both towards God and towards his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and made obeisance to the king, and the king hearkened unto them. And they left their houses, the house of the Lord God of their fathers, and served groves and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for their trespass. And yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. And the Spirit of God came unto Zechariah the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, Thus saith God, Why transgress ye the commandment of the Lord, that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken the Lord, he hath also forsaken you. And they conspired against him, and stoned him with stones, at the commandment of the king, in the court of the house of the Lord. And thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but he slew his son. And when he died, he said, The Lord took upon it and require it. And it came to pass at the end of the year that the hosts of Syria came up again against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people, and sent all the spoil of them unto the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came in a small company of men, and the Lord delivered a very great host into their hand, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. And so they executed judgment against Joash. And when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the son of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him on his bed, and he died. And they buried him in the city of David, but they buried him not in the sepulchre of the kings. And these are they that conspired against him: Zabad, the son of Shimeath, and Ammonite, and Jehozabad, the son of Shimrith, Moabitess. Now concerning his sons, and the greatness of the burden laid upon him, and the repairing of the house of God, behold, they are written in the story of the book of the kings. And Amaziah, his son, reigned in his stead. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Move on over to Revelation Revelation chapter 11 today. Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11. And there was given him a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship there. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,234 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the 2 olive trees, and the 2 candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouths, and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. And these have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over water to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all the plagues, as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street, in the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their bodies to be put in graves. And they shall dwell upon the earth, and shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these 2 prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. And the 2nd woe was past, and behold, the 3rd woe cometh quickly. And the 7th angel sounded, and there was great voices in the heaven, saying, The kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of the testament, and there was lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and a great hail. That was Revelation chapter 11. Let's move on over to Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah chapter 7. And it came to pass in the 4th year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the 4th day of the 9th month, even Chislu. And when they had sent unto the house of God Sherezer and Remgalamech and their men to pray before the Lord and to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts and to run the prophet, saying, Should I weep in the 5th month, separating myself as I have done these so many years? Then came the word of the Lord of hosts unto them, saying, Speak unto all the people of the land and to the priests, saying, When ye fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? And when ye did eat, and when ye did drink, did ye not eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Should ye not hear the words which the Lord hath cried by the former prophet when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity and in cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against your brother in your heart. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away their shoulders, and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent in his spirit by the former prophet. And therefore it came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. And therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, and so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts, but I scattered them with a whirlwind among all of the nations whom they know not. And thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. That was Zechariah chapter 7. Let's move on over to our final reading today in John chapter 10. John chapter 10 today. John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. In this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf scattereth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, and them also I will bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. And this commandment have I received of my Father. And there was division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil, and he is mad. Why hear ye him? And others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem the feast of dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch, and then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe me not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. And Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. And therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John had first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracles, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Well, amen. That was our reading today for December 20th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, we are getting in the home stretch. We got just a few more days left. 10 days after today, and so if you are behind on your Bible reading in any form or fashion, if you haven't made a comment or indicated in some way that you've watched those videos, make sure you do in the next couple days, because I want to make sure that I get the prizes to everybody. I know it's not about the prizes, but I want to make sure that I do that, because I'm kind of excited about doing that. I'm already excited about next year, 2023 NASB, New American Standard Bible. We're gonna be jumping into that January 1st. So make sure that you're here online 7 o'clock once again for that, and encourage others to join us this coming year. There are Bible if you want to follow along the schedules, Bible schedules that I'm gonna be using out in the foyer in the track rack. I'm gonna try and get some more this week, and so make sure that you do that. But again, just thank you all so much for sticking with this throughout the year. It's about making the discipline of Bible reading each and every single day, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've granted to us. Lord, it's the day that you've made. We rejoice and are glad in it. And Lord, we rejoice because we get to start it by being in your word. And Lord, we're thankful for Jesus. We're thankful that as we read of him, God, that you have indeed opened our eyes to you. God, that we, by your grace, have heard your voice and we are following you, that we are the sheep of your pasture. And God, that you are caring for us and that you love us and that you are helping us each and every single day. And so, Lord, may we live for you today. Lord, I pray. I pray, God, that we would apply this word to our lives. I pray, God, that it might not be the only time that we're in the Bible today, but, Lord, that we would spend more time in your word. And God, grow us, Lord, by your spirit. But Lord, again, I just thank you so much. Give us a good day in you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.